not have heard much in the news lately about vaccines, of course, and drugs that are being developed in the race to treat COVID. But in labs and universities across the country, it is still continuing at a hell of a pace. Here in Liverpool at the School of Tropical Medicine, things are no different. We continue to try and return to some kind of normality. And of course, September next month, when the kids start to go back to school, the search for answers to this virus problem hasn't ended. Ator Kaysaz is a postdoctoral research associate at the School of Tropical Medicine, and we can speak with him now. Ator, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, good, good, thanks. Hope you are too. You are looking like so many of your colleagues at the moment, just into these drugs and into the situation that might help to treat COVID-19. What is it that you are trying to achieve now on a day-to-day basis? Is the big goal that vaccine? Is that what you're aiming for?
Well, so at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, as many other colleagues, we're all trying to do our best and work on different aspects of the coronavirus, right? So in particular, I'm leading a research line that looks at a certain type of molecules that the virus has on the surface that we call, in lay terms, we call them sugars. Because indeed, they are like the chemistry and the structure of these molecules is like the sugar we take every morning with tea or coffee. Mm. So we're looking at the importance and the role of the sugars for the virus to infect us. And so far, it's going well, and we're seeing that they are indeed important. So what we're trying to find are new ways to alter or modify these sugars so we can weaken the virus or we can make it uninfected to us.
When the flu, the seasonal flu, comes around and it changes from year to year or from time to time, and then we adapt, and then we get our flu jab and we adapt to those changes. Is this what happens with coronavirus and what may happen in the future, that it will change and we need to keep up with it and we need to change with it to combat this?
Well, we certainly don't know because it's a new virus, right? And no one really knows for sure. But it looks like it's not going to change as the virus, the flu virus, because of the type of virus it is and the biology of the virus. But I think no one knows for sure. But what we know is that globally there's this effort, and everyone, every scientist in the world is looking at this. So I think we can be assured that if there were any changes to the virus that were relevant for infection and epidemiology, we'll know as soon as possible.
It may seem to the general public that we're at a standstill with this because, of course, we do hear about the virus on a daily basis. But as we move out of lockdown and people start to get on with their lives, it will be easy to think that we are at a standstill with this. But this couldn't be further from the truth. You know, this is moving along at a lightning pace, the research.
Yes, so things are changing a lot, and a lot of countries are trying to, you know, relax the lockdown situation. Different countries are approaching things differently. We don't know. I think we have to be very cautious, and we still have to adhere to all the regulations or suggestions from the government, especially, you know, wearing masks and keeping social distance. I think it's very important because we don't know what is ahead, really.
And of course, social distancing, wearing the masks, gel our hands, wash our hands with soap and water. We're doing that so often now. And this is keeping away the regular virus that we see year in, year out as well. I mean, this just doesn't combat coronavirus. This is pretty much every virus, I should imagine. So that's a plus. That's a bonus.
Yes, it is. I actually never thought about this, really, because it's all about coronavirus now. But, of course, there are all the pathogens around, seasonal pathogens as well, we have every year. So it may definitely help dealing with all the pathogens. But right now, you know, it's coronavirus. We need to be careful. And yeah, I think it's the right way to go to keep doing this, all these measurements.
How have things changed at the school since the pandemic struck? Has the work everyone normally does, has that taken a backseat at the moment while we deal with COVID?
Yes, it changes a lot. So many people had to basically stop their research because the only research that could happen was coronavirus research. And as many of the scientists in the world, many of us shifted towards working with the coronavirus and studying different aspects. And because we are biologists, we're scientists, it's quite easy to just change the subject and basically study another organism, in this case, a virus. So we can apply our knowledge and our skills into something that, in this case, in this particular moment, is very relevant. So yes, things change a lot, but we're doing well. And it's great to see the school full of people working different aspects and basically exchanging knowledge and materials and skills to, you know, to try to push it forward.
And just to finish with, as schools start to reopen in about 3 weeks' time, local restrictions are relaxed or tightened, depending on where you live in the country. Is this just now a case of something that we will have to live with and adapt to for a little while longer? I guess we don't have a choice.
I think so. I think no one thought back in February or March that this was going to take this long. But now it looks like it may take a bit longer than expected. So, yeah, I think we have to live with the situation. We have to make the best of it. And yes, definitely we'll have a new reality ahead. And of course, I don't know. And I think no one knows how long this is going to last.
Well, thanks for talking to us this morning. Passing our best to your colleagues who are working incredibly hard behind the scenes as well, just to try and combat this virus. There's Eitor Casas from the School of Tropical Medicine. It's 4 minutes away.